Idegen nyelvi mérés, 8. évfolyam, A2-es szint, angol nyelv. 2. Hallott szöveg értése. Időtartam 30 perc. Most a hallott szöveg értése vizsgarész következik. Két feladatot kell megoldanod. Az egyes feladatokhoz tartozó szövegeket kétszer hallgathatod meg. A feladatok elején rövid zene hallható, majd hallani fogod és el is olvashatod a feladat utasítását. Ezt rövid szünet követi. Ekkor lehetőséged lesz arra, hogy figyelmesen végigolvasd a feladatot még a hanganyag lejátszása előtt. Ezután elhangzik a hangfelvétel, majd rövid szünetet követően még egyszer. Figyelj arra, hogy az első kérdés, amely szürke színnel és nulla kóddal van jelölve, minden esetben a példa. Fontos tudnivalók. Az utasításokat pontosan kell követni. Csak az utasításban megadott helyre tollal beírt megoldás fogadható el. A feladatok megoldásához semmilyen segédeszköz nem használható. Minden kérdésre csak egy helyes válasz adható. Csak az olvasható írás értékelhető, érdemes nyomtatott nagybetűt használni. Az üres, nem besatírozott négyzetekbe kell beírni a válaszokat. Javítani lehet, de csak egyértelmű megoldások fogadhatók el.
A2 Task 1
Imagine you want to spend 2 weeks with an English family in England. Your host is Robert Smith. He meets you at the airport. He tells you about the program of your stay. As he speaks, choose the correct answer from options A, B, or C. You will hear Robert twice. Listen carefully. After each listening, you have 30 seconds to complete your answers. Do as much as you can the first time and finish your work the second time. Now you have 60 seconds to study the sentences below. There is an example 0 at the beginning.
Now listen to the recording.
Most days will be spent in school, of course. Your English teacher will be Jane Brown. She is a nice 45-year-old woman with glasses and long red hair. I'm sure you will like her. The school is in the center of the town, next to the city park in West Street. It is an old building with 3 floors, a sports hall and an open-air swimming pool in the yard. In front of the school, there is a playground and a tennis court. But I thought you would like a trip away from school as well. So your class is going to visit a farm on Tuesday. It is called White Horse Farm, It is a big farm and it is excellent for children and adults too. You can ride a horse, pick apples, collect flowers, feed the animals. It will be a long day from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m., so you might get tired. The food in the farm restaurant is rather expensive. That's why you should bring something from home. Sandwiches, pies, or yogurt. There is a good piano concert on Wednesday evening, and I have got 4 tickets. It starts at 7:30 p.m. at the concert hall. It is a bit far away. We cannot walk there. We will take the number 57 bus for 6 stops, and 3 of us, my wife, my cousin's son and I, hope that you will come with us to the lake at the weekend. There is a good hotel there where we usually stay. We'll leave at about 6 p.m. on Friday and get back about the same time on Sunday. If the weather is good, the lake is wonderful. In the hotel, there is a large swimming pool and a disco in the evenings. Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. My daughter has asked a couple of her classmates to come round tomorrow evening to watch a film at about 5 o'clock. That's Thursday, isn't it? We thought you would like to meet a few English children.
Now you have 30 seconds to do your work before you hear Robert again.
Listen to the recording again.
Most days will be spent in school, of course. Your English teacher will be Jane Brown. She is a nice 45-year-old woman with glasses and long red hair. I'm sure you will like her. The school is in the centre of the town, next to the city park in West Street. It is an old building with 3 floors, a sports hall and an open-air swimming pool in the yard. In front of the school, there is a playground and a tennis court. But I thought you would like a trip away from school as well. So your class is going to visit a farm on Tuesday. It is called Whitehorse Farm. It is a big farm and it is excellent for children and adults too. You can ride a horse, pick apples, collect flowers, feed the animals. It will be a long day from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m., so you might get tired. The food in the farm restaurant is rather expensive. That's why you should bring something from home. Sandwiches, pies, or yogurt. There is a good piano concert on Wednesday evening, and I have got 4 tickets. It starts at 7:30 p.m. at the concert hall. It is a bit far away. We cannot walk there. We will take the number 57 bus for 6 stops, and 3 of us, my wife, my cousin's son and I, hope that you will come with us to the lake at the weekend. There is a good hotel there where we usually stay. We'll leave at about 6 p.m. on Friday and get back about the same time on Sunday. If the weather is good, the lake is wonderful. In the hotel, there is a large swimming pool and a disco in the evenings. Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. My daughter has asked a couple of her classmates to come round tomorrow evening to watch a film at about 5 o'clock. That's Thursday, isn't it? We thought you would like to meet a few English children.
Now you have 1 minute to check and complete your work.
Task 2.
You are going to hear 10 short dialogues. The first one, 0, is an example. Listen to the people talking and decide where they are. You need to select the right place, A to M, from the list on the right. There are 2 places you do not need to use. Put your answers in the boxes, 1 to 10. You will hear the dialogues twice. Now you have 90 seconds to look at the answers before the recording starts. There is an example, 0, at the beginning.
Now listen to the recording.
Example.
0. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Julie.
Happy birthday.
I'm so happy that you could come. Come in. We're cutting the cake in 5 minutes. One. Good morning. I would like to send this letter to England. How much is it?
If you want to send it by airmail, it will cost £2.50. The letter will be there tomorrow.
Thank you. Two. Sandra, please help me set the table. Lunch will be ready soon.
Where is the tablecloth?
It's in the drawer. You'll find the napkins there too. Three. Good morning. My name is Mr. Ashford. I have reserved a room for tonight.
Yes, that's right. Let me give you your key. But first, please fill in these forms. Good morning. I'd like to buy a ticket to Hamburg.
The next intercity train leaves at 9 o'clock. First class or second class?
Second class, please.
That will be €55.
Five. Good morning. I would like to have my hair cut.
Good morning. Take a seat here, please. What hairstyle would you like?
I want to have my hair cut very short because I go swimming every day.
Six. Excuse me, can you tell me where the railway station is, please?
Okay, over there is a bus stop. You need to take the No. 3 bus and get off at the 4th stop.
Seven. Have you seen the little lions? They are so cute.
No, I didn't know that you had lions. Where are they?
In the big cage next to the birdhouse. Eight. Good afternoon, Jackie. How are you?
Well, not so good. I feel sick. I've got a cough and I have a bit of a fever.
Let me have a look at you first, and then I will tell you what medicine to take.
Nine. What would you like to buy?
I'd like 10 eggs, some tomatoes, and 1/2 kilo of onions.
Is that all?
Yes, thank you.
That's £8 altogether.
Thank you. Goodbye. Ten. How many stops do we need to go?
We need to get off at the zoo.
Is it far?
No, just 2 stops from the theatre.
Now you have 30 seconds to do your work before you hear the dialogues again.
Listen to the recording again.
Example.
Zero. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Julie.
Happy birthday.
I'm so happy that you could come. Come in. We're cutting the cake in 5 minutes. One. Good morning. I would like to send this letter to England. How much is it?
If you want to send it by airmail, it will cost £2.50. The letter will be there tomorrow.
Thank you. Two. Sandra, please help me set the table. Lunch will be ready soon.
Where is the tablecloth?
It's in the drawer. You'll find the napkins there too. Three. Good morning. My name is Mr. Ashford. I have reserved a room for tonight.
Yes, that's right. Let me give you your key, but first, please fill in these forms. Four. Good morning. I'd like to buy a ticket to Hamburg.
The next intercity train leaves at 9 o'clock. First class or second class?
Second class, please.
That will be 55 euro.
Five. Good morning. I would like to have my hair cut.
Good morning. Take a seat here, please. What hairstyle would you like?
I want to have my hair cut very short because I go swimming every day.
Six. Excuse me, can you tell me where the railway station is, please?
Okay, over there is a bus stop. You need to take the number 3 bus and get off at the 4th stop.
Seven. Have you seen the little lions? They are so cute.
No, I didn't know that you had lions. Where are they?
In the big cage next to the birdhouse. Eight. Good afternoon, Jackie. How are you?
Well, not so good. I feel sick. I've got a cough and I have a bit of a fever.
Let me have a look at you first, and then I will tell you what medicine to take.
Nine. What would you like to buy?
I'd like 10 eggs, some tomatoes, and 1/2 kilo of onions.
Is that all?
Yes, thank you.
That's £8 altogether.
Thank you. Goodbye. Ten. How many stops do we need to go?
We need to get off at the zoo.
Is it far?
No, just 2 stops from the theatre.
Now you have 1 minute to check and complete your work.
A hallott szöveg értése befejeződött.